Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed at least 36 people in northwest Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said most of those killed Sunday in the city of Idlib were fighters in the Army of Conquest rebel group, fighting forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Rescue workers report six strikes at a busy marketplace in the city, several government buildings, and a residential area. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike Sunday near the Syrian capital killed one of its fighters. They say the man killed, Samir Kantar, had spent 3 decades in prison for murder in Israel before being a part of a prisoner swap. Kantar had gone to Syria to fight alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces. Kantar's brother spoke to the press.
Since the early hours of his freedom, after the Lebanese resistance succeeded in releasing him on the 17th of July 2008, the Israelis were threatening him, and he was an Israeli target.
Sunday's airstrike hit a building in Jarimana, a suburb south of Damascus. Israel welcomed Kantar's death, but did not claim any responsibility for it. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a lavatory. No explosives were found, and the head of the airline says it was a false alarm. Joseph Nkasiri is Kenya's interior and security minister.
The investigation is still continuing. A few passengers of concern are being interrogated to find out exactly what has caused this.
The Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius when a passenger noticed something that looked like a stopwatch mounted on a box. The plane made an emergency landing in Mombasa, all safely evacuated. This is VOA News. UN-brokered peace talks on Yemen ended Sunday in Geneva with a broad agreement that the war has to end, but no major breakthroughs. Officials from Yemen's recognized government and the Houthi rebels will meet again next month. Yemeni officials say recent fightings killed at least 68 people in Hadja province near the border with Saudi Arabia. More than 3 dozen survivors of an overturned ferry in central Indonesia have been plucked from rough seas. An official with Indonesia's National Agency for Disaster Management told VOA they have found 37 survivors and the bodies of 3 children in the choppy waters since the boat sank on Saturday. Rescue operations will resume Monday morning. The ferry was headed from Kolaka to Siwa, towns on Sulawesi Island, when it encountered the bad weather. Chinese state media say 59 people are still missing after an enormous landslide hit an industrial park in southern China, burying 22 buildings, including 2 workers' dormitories. 4 people were rescued from the debris, 3 of them with minor injuries. The official Xinhua news agency says a landslide struck Shenzhen in Guangdong province Sunday morning, covering the area in a sea of mud and triggering a gas line explosion nearby. Hundreds of people protested in New Delhi against the release Sunday of the youngest person convicted in the fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman that sparked international outrage and led to changes in India's rape laws. Among those protesting were the parents of the woman who was beaten and raped by 6 men aboard a bus. Police said the youngest attacker, then only 17 years old, was the most brutal of the rapists, who beat their victim with an iron rod before sexually assaulting her. The teenager was sentenced to 3 years of detention. Police say the convict, now 20, has been handed over to a charitable organization. Afghanistan's Taliban have overrun a key district in a bid to seize control of the entire southern province of Helmand. The insurgent victory came hours after the provincial deputy governor warned Helmand was standing on the brink of falling to the Taliban unless urgent action was taken. Rwanda's National Electoral Commission says practically every voter supports lifting term limits for President Paul Kagame. More than 98% of voters in the referendum chose to change the constitution to allow Mr. Kagame seek another term and potentially rule until 2034. His current term expires in 2017. The newest film in the Star Wars franchise set a box office record for an opening weekend in the U.S. and Canada. Star Wars: The Force Awakens generated $238 million in ticket sales since its release on Thursday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.